Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects spread across Bihar worth more than 40,000 crore rupees from Purnia district. Addressing a public meeting at Shisha Bari in Gulab Bagh in Purnia, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
बिहार के विकास के लिए करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपया की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. रेल, एयरपोर्ट, बिजली, पानी से जुड़ी ये परियोजनाएं सीमांचल के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बनेगी. आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है. इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर इनॉग्रेटेड द न्यूली बिल्ट पूर्णिया एयरपोर्ट. He said, now Purnia has come on the aviation map of the country. With this airport, domestic flight services from Purnia will commence to other parts of the country. Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhana Board in Bihar. Mr. Modi said, as he had promised the people of Bihar, the central government has issued a notification for the establishment of the National Makhana Board. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. But put on hold certain provisions of the law. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before dedicating property as waqf has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, the top court said, it has considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. Speaking to media in Mumbai, Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju welcomed the Supreme Court's verdict, describing it as a beacon of India's parliamentary democracy.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट को पूरा सुनवाई करके जो आज ऑर्डर पास किया है, मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं. वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट में जो प्रावधान है वो संपूर्ण रूप से पूरे मुस्लिम कौम के लिए फायदा पहुंचाने वाला है और वक्फ बोर्ड के माध्यम से जो कब्जा करते थे वो भी बंद हो जाएगा और वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी से जो भी फायदा होगा वो मुस्लिम महिलाओं के लिए, मुसलमानों में भी जो गरीब है उनके लिए काम आने वाला है.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that if artificial intelligence or AI is sprinting, then the regulations should also run the race equally. The minister said this while launching Niti Aayog's report on the roadmap of AI for Viksit Bharat and the Frontier Tech Repository in New Delhi today. Ms. Sitharaman cautioned about AI's rapid growth, saying that people should be conscious and not sit back on ethics. Unified Payments Interface UPI users can now make person-to-merchant or P2M transactions of up to 10 lakh rupees within 24 hours, with verified merchant for specified categories effective from today. The single transaction limit has also been raised for P2M transactions to 5 lakh rupees in specified categories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the joint team of CRPF's Cobra Battalion and Jharkhand Police have achieved a major success in anti-Naxal operations in Hazaribagh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, notorious Naxal commander Sehdev Soren, carrying a bounty of 1 crore rupees, has been killed in this operation. Along with Sehdev Soren, two other rewarded Naxalites, Raghunath Hembram and Birsen Ganju, were also killed by the security forces. And in Asia Cup cricket, the United Arab Emirates will take on Oman today in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi from 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another Group A fixture, Sri Lanka will face Hong Kong at Dubai from 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.